people want so much good things. So much good. You're here for such good things. I really want. And that's dangerous. Because it's easy to go too far. Too far causes every problem. Too much causes every problem. I'm not supposed to be too much. Too much is this little bit of arrogance. That's not so good. Not too much. Rebu or breaks everything. It's a host of all this. And Zohar says you have a lamp. You have a light burning. If you add oil, it'll burn longer. If you pour lots of oil at one shot, it's going to put the light out. You can't do it too much. It doesn't work. Hashem didn't want it. If you wanted angels, we made angels. We're human beings. We have to go in the right or the right way. Fine. So, how do I do that? How do I get to a place where, hang on, because I want such high things. I want so much. It's not always so easy to get. How do I do it? How do I grab hold and go step by step, but not lose my yearning, not lose my purity? I just want so much. It's such a pure thing. So this is very easy. The answer is Emunah. Emunah is what does it. We all have a capacity to believe. We have to use that.
We all have what?
A capacity to believe. When we all believe, a capacity to believe, and we have something, it's a meter, it's part of who we are. It's not an intellectual thing, it's just part of who we are. I might have mentioned before, I remember about the Nachum Zev, the Alter of Kelm, the son of the Alter of Kelm, he would say, you meet these people, they are so scoffs about Emunah. Oh, come on, Emunah, give me a break. He says, then, you see, he has a problem. He goes to a doctor. Now, the doctor, it's not so clear that the doctor really knows. And he takes what the doctor says with such complete faith. He says, it's blind faith. I can't believe the guy's got blind faith. Of course it's believable because it's true. He has blind faith because everyone has this capacity of faith. The question is how do you use it? Someone doesn't have this. Rebobi said he's not well. He's not well. He's sick. That's why. He can't have any connection with other people at all. Because he has no trust whatsoever. Zero. Zero is zero. But he needs a psychiatrist. He needs medication. He's not well. That's the way it is. Generally speaking, we all have a capacity for money. We have to search for what's proper to believe. We ask for Hashem, show me the way to real Emunah. Real Emunah. The bridge to real Emunah, Rasim says, is truth. Truth is the bridge. Truth is how we do it. So, how can I get to a place where I'm able to activate and wake up my Emunah? How do I get there? What do I do? Because the moment a person has real Emunah, Hashem is here with me, everything's fine. Everything's perfect. Everything's exactly right. It's the biggest physic in the world. Reb Nosson actually says, he says, the people who are really in a bad place, the first thing they jettison is Emunah. This part of Emunah, that part of Emunah. So when a person says, I messed that up. I was supposed to go to Yeshiva, it didn't make it. I was supposed to go to Minyan, but Amaya didn't happen so well. This didn't happen, that didn't happen. That bothers me. And I feel bad. He says, so very often, there's part of a person that doesn't like the yoke. He says, oh, this is a yoke on me. It would be so much better if I just forget about all this stuff. So, but the truth is, he's thinking out of it. Opposite way. He says, thank you, Hashem, I have a Muna. I have a Muna. Thank you so much. That's so precious. Everything's worth well for a Muna. And he says, take it the other way. He says, thank you. It's just a gift from Hashem. I have a Muna. We have to feel very deeply that the Muna is such an important thing. The whole world is built on Emunah. Everything's Emunah. He says, really, you can get to the highest levels just with Emunah. You have Emunah, you just take it on faith in a simple way. If you're going the right way, it's going to be easy. You can learn, come on, no problem. He says, most Emunah.
What if you're not raised with Emunah?
You have it inside anyway, but you have to find it.
You have it inside, and you have to find it yourself.
Yeah. That's the Maggid, I'm sorry. The Maggid of Dubna. The Maggid of Dubna, he says something very, very fascinating. Someone once asked, the way I heard it anyway, I saw a different version, but the way I heard it is, these people, scoffers were asking him, so, tell us Torah, but not Muslims. So we don't want to hear any kind of, nothing ethical, no Torah, not Torah, tell us a parable, you know parables, we want to hear a parable. So I'll tell you a parable. So once there was a man who went to, if you like, to the big city, first time from a little town, and it's beautiful, he's seeing all these wonderful things, and he sees a bellows. And he thinks it's a fire creating machine. He doesn't know what it is. So So he sees creating fire. He says, this is perfect. This is amazing. This is wonderful. How much is it? It's very cheap.
Oh, so cheap.
Brings it home, calls his whole 13 people of his town together. This is a fire creating machine. It just blows hot air. What's going on? This guy tipped me. Okay, it was cheap, but I thought it was a fire breathing machine. It's not. What is this? So he runs back to the city. He says, you cheated me. I saw you create a fire with this. You generated fire, and now it's worthless. You gave me a second hand. It was cheap. You gave me a defective one. I said, well, you didn't put a spark. You just put wood without a spark. You need a spark. Then it generates a fire. No spark, no fire. Defend the flames. Defend it up. Make a spark. And then you blow on the bells. She said, if you your heart had no spark, it's impossible to reach him. You see, you don't want to tell you, you don't want to push. Well, you just want to hear a parable. There's nothing there. So of course I can't reach you. Why isn't it? It doesn't speak to you because there's nothing there. So Nassim, you heard this parable. He said, that's not true though. Said, every person has a spark. You just have to have the right bellows to wake it up. So we all have it. We all have this aura. We all have this aura. The Talmud that he always says, when Nassim brings it, if you want truth, yes, Hashem, he said, please show me the truth. He's going to send an angel to show you. Malach's going to show you. Angel of truth is going to show you the way. You have to search if you really want. And it's not easy. Not easy at all. But it's the only real way. The other way is it's not a real way. We made a shower brachas last night for a gentleman. He's here, actually. He's in China. And he's so on fire. Boy. Fire. Real fire. I'm just saying, there's nothing else. Like with Melechvitz, he said, this world, if you're invested in the spiritual aspect of it, there's no sweeter place. It's the sweetest place. So, and if you're in the material, it's the most bitter place. But to you, if you're in the material, it's bitter. And if you're in the spiritual, it's sweet. You have to decide what you're doing. Decide what you're not. You can make big money, big profits here. It's not money physical. Profits. You make big profits without putting anything, no big outlay. You don't have to have capital, you just have to do. Get this tremendous level. Get this tremendous place. It's so easy. It's so simple. The Bresh Machsid was saying, Chatzos, of course, everyone was holding by getting up by Chatzos. But whatever it is, the time is to start the day, whatever, you have to know that just like if you have a store, you need to get there when they're handing you cash, it's a good time. You don't skip. You go to the store, you sit there, you don't care. This is the season. I can't disappear. So that's Chatzos, or the special times that work best. You grab hold. Doing whatever you need to do, you try to grip. Someone actually asked Rebbe Bender, he said, what if I miss my hours as Godus? And I want to get up at night early. What do I do? Do I start the next day and skip it or not? He said, listen, you have to finish the day's obligations that day. And this Godus will help you get up with those. It's going to help you. Don't skip your hour. You didn't manage it. Do it at night before you go to bed. Grab hold that hour before you. Do not let go. Big fight. That's the biggest fight. The Torah says, no Ishbolus. Don't do Ishbolus. Do anything else. Learn down anything else. Why? Because that's going to build Emunah. That's the highest, best way to build Emunah. And that's what the rest of us even say. The regular Ishbolus is the strongest way to bring a connection to Hashem. The most powerful way. The most powerful way I can bring things to Hashem is just talking and talking in a good way, in a positive way. Talking and talking, that's what's going to do it. There's no other way. That's the real way. That's how I can do it. So we have to be Zohar, we have to really be strong. The answer of her fights very, very much against this hour of disposals. Like I said many times, that's the person who's not holding by doing an hour. If you can't, you do what you can. That's very clear about. But we should be yearning and wanting very much to grab that hour. It should be on our minds. So if I didn't manage, it'll be grand hope later. Rebbe says, even in your bed, the mouth to the stolos in his bed. So if you're tired of the pirate, you go to bed and talk. Again, without, not just positive and good, it's helping to be happy, you have to be connected. Remember, Muna, real Muna. Real Muna is joy. That's what it is. Simcha and Muna and another are one. Humility, that's what the Torah Nachman says. When you have humility, you have joy. And you have Muna. It's all one. It's no other way, because otherwise, you can't have real humility. It's not. It's true, it's an attitude. Humility is an attitude. So it depends how your attitude. You can have anything. It depends how you feel. But generally speaking, humility is not so easy to really get real humility. It's not humility, it's not really good. Be it, you know, a result of arrogance. See, look how great I am. I don't need to. See, I'm such a humble guy, right? Or if it's the other way, the person doesn't believe in himself at all. It's also not really humility. You have to believe in yourself. There's a story they say with Zilberstein versus story. I don't think it's a real story. I don't know. About this young man, he was having a hard time finding his right match. So, what's my problem? So, the shadchan sort of broke it because, you know, I'll take this the wrong way, but I think it'll work a little on arrogance, it'll work on humility. Because they kept telling these girls, and they kept saying, no, she's not my level. Alright, maybe it'll work a little on humility. I said, cool. Okay, so he starts learning the ethical works like humility. I was back, so I worked on it. Oh, great. So they started giving the same girls again. He says, I don't understand. Of course not. I mean, of course not. What happened? Well, I said, of course not now. You don't think about it for a second. He said, if she wasn't on my level when I wasn't had a humble guy, I mean, now I get it. No way. You know, so he's not exactly the most humble person you ever met. He's not getting it. He's not happy. It's not a moon. It was the other way. It was when you go to the Ultimate Hashem. It's just a gift. Thank you. That's really what it comes down to. We understand that everything is Hashem. So Hashem said this to me, like the Rebbe says in the Haimon. He says, if you had a reader, fine, Hashem's telling you. You had a descent. Okay, grab hold, start again. Make a new beginning, make a new start. You realize that that's the place I can get to. I just have to put the work in. I have to put the work in. I can do that. That's what Amuna is. I can do it. That's what Amuna is. The opposite of the wrong, the missed anava, which means I can do it. And it's a shame doing it, but I need to make the vessel by yearning, by trying, by working, by thinking. We don't begin to get. It's the opposite. We still don't understand it. We're so completely unable to perceive the reality in a real way. Like the Muna is the sweetest thing. We don't see that.
It's the sweetest thing.
We think a cold beer, that's really sweet, or whatever. Every person has his problem, what he likes. Right? I like, you know, if it's a, I don't know, if it's like, this in the freezer, organic grape juice maybe, or maybe take a hike in nature. Everyone has different. That's sweet. And Muna, I don't know, you know, it's nice. It's not true, though. Truth is the opposite. That Muna,
you can't feel it, you can't see it.
You see, it's part of us, though. And we just need to activate it, and then everything just changes. And we're just holding back. We hold back because we think that something else is better. That's real. Now I go to go cry. Oh! That's real. That's how we all are. It's a new car, it's a new car, it's whatever it may be, that's real sweet. What's sweet? Get a new car, get this, that'll be. That's not really true though. Real sweet, this is a Muna.
So why don't they, like, I mean, this is, I wish I had this type of education when I was a young child. It would have been very nice. And it's nice now, don't get me wrong, but you know, I'm like, different than I was when I was 12 or 13. But, and that's okay, broke the
show.
So, but it just seems to me that as a teacher, as a, and I've taught religious school for 30 years, maybe more, I don't know. And I didn't have this philosophy to bring in to the classroom. And it's a very healthy philosophy. You know, it's challenging, it's comforting, it gives you something. Makes you think, opens up stuff to you, and then you never see anything progress on in a curriculum.
Yep. But Nelson says that's why there was such opposition to Breslov, because there was a lot of secular values coming in, trying to push their way in, and Breslov was the way people gave up. In the back of their mind, they're like, I'm not doing it right anyway. So even if it's true, who cares? Right? So that's not, no. We're the opposite of that. And you do your best, and that's what you do. That's it. And that's what Hashem wants. And that's it. And nothing else. And don't worry about it. And that's supposed to, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a real thing to say, all my choice, so I messed up and messed up. That is not the way of the Torah. The way of the Torah is there. Messed up? Fine. There's always a way to fix things. But I have to just do my best and Hashem will send it. He said, if they had that, they would never have given up. You can't give up that much. It's not that. So what? Okay. Messed up. You know, it's... In the Chassidim, we have very careful, especially with the young man, we try our best, he shouldn't give up. So it becomes a different goal. It's very interesting. And I come from a non-Chassidic place, and I'm in the Chassidic world now, and seeing a lot of differences, it's a big difference, because you want very much that the young man should develop in himself something. He should realize that Torah is important for him. Not because, well, what do you mean, I'll be the next Rosh Hashiva. Then feeling bad, maybe I won't be the next Rosh Hashiva. That's not the goal. The goal is to connect to God through Torah, through Davening, through prayer. That's why the sitting room is very laid back about lateness. Guys, late, fine. So that's very hard again, halakhically, till midday and the next midday, it gets complicated. How do you even Davening? Can you or can't you? It's not great. But the Chassidim would say, how do you not daven? It's impossible not to daven. So you have to. If it's possible to point one opinion one way or the other way, you don't not daven. So technically speaking, in the Shema Esrei, you do. It should be mincha first. Yes, it's true. But you rely on the Rambam. You rely on the opinions that you can daven. Because you cannot not daven. Unless you're very strong. If you're very strong, great. Like Yerub Shach, he had such a muna. I was 88 maybe. He was in the hospital. He dozed off, whatever, he was fitfully sleeping, whatever, he was sleeping. He woke up, he asked what time it is. They said, it's 8:45. And he burst into tears. What happened? I missed this verse, Man Krishna. When I was 8 years old, I missed once, and now I get it. 88. And you're like, wow. 80 years. And he's not hospital. He doesn't care. The first time, he might come. So if you have that kind of emuna, you can, don't doubt, you're right, it's better to wait for tomorrow and have to be missed and be devastated and for 80 years you'll hold on. But most of us, we don't have that much emuna, especially a man. Be very careful not to mess him up. But some of the person, it becomes a way of feeding to your tzara. Like, well, I didn't dominate, what's it going to do? I don't. But nothing explains that. Enough is constant despite despair. There's no despair. There's no worries. But you're right. If people had these concepts in a real way, it would be a different world. Everything would be totally different. It would be totally different. It just kills the arrogance completely. Like everybody says, what's going to wake up in the next world is just the real humility, real deal. Who am I really? Real me. The genuine, not the gold plate or whatever. The real me. Who am I really?
What the goal is in religious schools in America. It's not yeshiva, it's not day school, it's religious schools, one day a week. The goal is to have the kids being able to read Hebrew by their bar mitzvah. That's the goal.
I'm not going to ask why, because I know the answer.
So, you know, it's like, and I used to say, you know, it's really nice to daven. I mean, I can get davening, that's nice. That was it. Davening, he was told, and I would take the kids outside in nice weather and just have them run. Where am I running? Why not? With God. Sit down in the field. Talk to God. I used to do that. I didn't even put his breast off. But they loved being outside. The principal always said, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's supposed to be teaching. I said, I am teaching.
Yes. That's right.
That's simple. That's where they're at.
Well, they figured out that there's no reason, so they stopped learning the Hebrew.
I don't even tell you how much money they spend. They just
memorize the Hot Torah.
And Jews. Education.
What are you saying? One day a week? I've got a cousin like that. Her son's learning for his bar mitzvah. And my aunt and her mother wants them to all take a family trip here in Israel next year, so he can have his bar mitzvah here.
That's
great. Thing. Yeah. And my brother's just kind of like, you know what? She's a little bit concerned about it. She doesn't know. It's stressful, you know. He doesn't really like Hebrew school. He's after public school. And And I said, you know what, I'm a nerd. When I was a kid, nobody liked it. You know, we used to learn, we used to skip class, we'd go to JCC and play ball. Once we learned what we need to learn for the day. But I was thinking, like, where do I start with her? How do I do a chazer for it? Oh yeah, it's amazing. He's learning the office. He's learning his Torah. That's great. You know, for what?
Oy. Like I said, I have the answer. This is very easy. It's a big mistake. I mean, there's an inyo, there is those big things, but that's not what he needs. He needs something. He needs Emunah 101 and the Simcha 101. He doesn't need Hebrew 101. Not right now. Yeah. Not yet.
So the best thing is like sending down Emunah?
Maybe. Yeah, if he thinks he can relate to it. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, cool.
That's a good way to start.
Try it out.
Try to explain. Learning Hebrew, learning Av Torah. That's an expression of your emunah. That's the idea. That's it. Without the emunah, there's no meaning. Try. Good place to start. But emunah is the biggest, greatest gift we ever can get. To learn Bez Hashem, to really, really, really connect him. Really connect him. Not to be unsure, unclear, to get to the place where the real me comes out. To be very patient. A lot of it's really a lot of work. So I hope tomorrow will be writing from 4 to 7. I hope.